1.
When the pandemic hit, I'd spent the previous 15 years working in New York City for a law firm. It was really grueling, with 70-hour weeks not being unusual and not really having any planned free time, as I was always on call. In my line of work, something can come up at any minute, and you have to respond. Being forced out of the office gave me time to reconsider what I was doing with my life, and I decided to take a sabbatical and move to Maine to get some space and solitude. Travel wasn't an option, so I used the time to read and learn how to work with wood. I started making furniture, more of a kind of hobby at first, but then I started selling it locally. Now I do some legal consultancy work, but spend about 40% of my week in the workshop making things. I love using my hands and being away from the computer. I also spend at least one day a week just hiking outdoors. I'm so much happier. I'm really at peace now.
2.
I was a personal trainer in a corporate gym in London when we got furloughed in April 2020 due to COVID-19. It was a strange time as I didn't know what to do with myself. Being used to exercising every day, I found it strange to have to stay in my small flat and do nothing. I spent a lot of time reading, cooking, and putting on weight. I realized I was quite unhappy and felt underappreciated by the company. I'd worked for them for 4 years, and I suddenly realized I was quite disposable in their view. Fortunately, we ended up getting laid off, and I got a reasonable payout. I decided to put my energy into doing a counseling course. I really enjoyed working with people, and decided if I were put in the same situation again, I could do counseling online. Plus, there's a lot of psychology involved in being a personal trainer. So I felt as though counseling was more of an extension of it than a complete change. I did do some private training for a while to keep money coming in while I completed the course, but I plan to become a full-time therapist over the next year. I'm still going to the gym regularly, as I love it, but as a customer, not an employee.
3.
To be honest, the pandemic worked out really well for me. I know that sounds awful because I know a lot of people who lost so much, including loved ones. I was stuck in a rut in my career as a middle manager for a software firm. I didn't feel as though I was going anywhere, but I was too scared to leave as I've got responsibilities, a teenager for one, and they are not cheap. Anyway, it wasn't long after we'd all been working at home that my boss, the head of department, quit. He'd been there for about 20 years and took an early retirement. A lot of other people at the firm were leaving too, and so I was asked to take on some of his responsibilities, which was quite cheeky, as they weren't offering me any extra pay. So I plucked up the courage to say that I would do it if they gave me his job, or I would leave with everyone else. They didn't really have much choice, honestly, but now I'm running the department, and I'm much happier. And I've got a very nice BMW to come to work in as well.